All right, Justin, you can hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, it's good to see you back here again. We discussed this last evening, so congratulations on the win. And can you just talk us through anything that was different, or kind of how are you feeling souping the weekend?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's good to be back and see all y'all's, I assume, smiling faces. I can't tell because the masks on most everybody, but to come to a place that I really enjoy coming to. You know, Richmond has been a place that I've had some really good runs at, and as I talked about last night, it just seems like they never seem to come to fruition. You know, something happens, late race restarts, whatever. And I honestly thought today was going to be much the same, you know, with the restart we had with, I ended up being, I think, 13 to go. But, you know, today I thought played out completely different. You know, we were one set shorter on tires. And I think that, you know, when the competition caution came out, we knew that there was going to be some movers and shakers, but we didn't know how it was going to play out. But the biggest difference for me was when the caution came out with 10 to go or so in the stage, and Jason Burdette made a perfect call to stay on the racetrack, to keep the laps off of our tires and really put us in better position for that longer run that we had right there after at the end of the stage there. So just proud of our guys. You know, they built such a fantastic race car. Our Camaros have been fast week in and week out. We've just not had the finishes to show for it. And tonight to be able to do that was really cool. And furthermore, you know, this name on my chest is more than just a brand that sponsors a race car. Brandt Professional Agriculture has been a number one, a massive part of my career, but a great friendship, you know, not even just with Rick Brandt and his family, but with the entire organization, with all the customers, and what they do for the agriculture industry is truly special. And so to have them on board today and to be able to go back to back, you know, that was the thing last night, is I was so pumped to be able to get Blake Cook to victory lane and get filter time to victory lane, but then to turn that back around and to get Brandt to victory lane today just made the weekend that much more special.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get right into questions here for Justin. We're going to kick things off with Wayne Epps. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, Justin, kind of take us through, you know, the late night hours last night and early morning hours this morning and everything it took for you and your team to turn things around for today after last night.
Well, I told all my guys on the radio this afternoon when a race got ready to start that they're absolute rock stars. You know, I don't think people will ever realize the dedication and hard work that goes into putting these cars back on the racetrack. I made a mistake yesterday, damaged the nose on our car, and we literally had to change the entire nose cap on our Camaro today. And I was literally running through the garage. I have a giant bruise on the inside of my arm at about 11:10 last night. The garage closed at 11. They were kind enough to let us stay in there until about 11:30. I ran through the garage with an entire nose under my arm, just trying to help those guys out and get them all the help they could get. They left here, got to the hotel about 12:15, slept, and then they left the hotel this morning at about 5:15 to be able to make it back here to the racetrack and come in at 6. If that's not dedication, you know, I can't tell you what is. And just the time and effort and hard work that they put into these cars, you know, the prep work goes in at the shop. You know, Monday through Thursday, you know, that's when these races are won. And the guys back at the shop, the guys that are here, you know, our road crew work just as hard, if not harder than anybody, on making sure that our cars are ready to go week in and week out. And so the prep work happens at the shop, and they did a great job and were able to get us turned around and obviously a fast race car 2 days in a row.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Bob Hockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Justin, how much does your playoff outlook change in, you know, less than 24 hours with the addition of 12 playoff points?
I like 12 playoff points, Bob. I really do. I listening to Austin up here, you know, obviously Austin and Chase have done a fantastic job this season of getting so many wins and racking up those bonus points, right? You know, my teammates obviously have gotten wins, and I think the 11 obviously has gotten, what, two wins. You know, so there's a lot of guys with bonus points, and there's a range of guys in the middle pack that, you know, it's going to come down to every point that's going to matter once these playoffs start. I don't particularly like being in those situations, right? I would love to have a bigger buffer. I remember a few years ago, you know, we won 5 races in the regular season, went into the playoffs with all these bonus points and failed miserably. So it can go either way, right? And I'm not saying that points are the difference maker, but probably the biggest thing for me, to be perfectly honest, is the fact that we've hit our stride, we're executing well. Things have been going the way that we need them to go. And that's not to say that that won't change, because it can and has. But I'm just really proud of the effort that's been put in to make sure that we're prepared. You know, I said yesterday, opportunity meets preparation. We had another opportunity today and we were prepared. The guys on pit road, I mean, here, you know, we won two races in a row with two different pit crews. And both performed flawlessly. And I think that that's a testament to just, again, being prepared and ready to go and putting ourselves in good position.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
All right, Justin, I'm actually going to read you a question here from David Lawrence. Were you feeling any stress on that last restart, and how did it feel earning the enhanced burnout at the end?
Well, I can tell you, so I record my heart rate on my watch, and I averaged probably about 125, 130 all day today, just, you know, kind of cruising out there. And that last restart, I didn't look exactly, but I know at one point I just based on feel, I was probably over 180 on heart rate on that last restart, just because I knew how important that restart was going to be. Not necessarily that I didn't think we would have the fastest car over the course of those 13 laps at the end, but knowing that those other guys, I you know, my teammate Jeb Burton did a fantastic job today. I knew that the 10 and the 11 both had really fast short run cars. And so I wanted to make sure that, you know, we got out front and didn't get a bumper put on us getting into turn one, first and foremost, and then, you know, just manage those first two or three laps. And from there, I knew once we got clear for three laps, I knew we had a great as shot as anybody at winning the race. I was a little worried about lap traffic, but it worked out perfectly. And then to be able to do the burnout yesterday I don't know. It's just weird. Weird not to be able to do a burnout. You know, it's twice in a row now. We've won on the first day of a doubleheader and not been able to do it. So it felt good to get a burnout in. But, you know, in retrospect, the celebration last night was pretty fun too, you know, even without the burnout. So we'll see what happens kind of moving forward. But I know that definitely proud of the Hendrick Engine Department. We had a strong horse under the hood. And it with a hard tire like we had here, it made for an easy burnout.
Awesome. Well, our next question will come from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Justin. So it might not be the biggest accomplishment in the grand scheme of things, but this was the first time you've won back-to-back races in your Xfinity career. So, and you've been in the series for a while. So with everything you said that the team went through last night, how significant is it for you to finally be able to say, I've won back-to-back races?
Daniel, I don't know that it isn't the biggest accomplishment of my career, to be honest with you. You know, I think a lot of times in this sport, you're only as good as your last race, right? And it's really, really easy to have success and have a good race and not follow it up with a good race, right? You just, I don't know if you relax, if you're, you know, it's not like you're partying too hard. That's not the answer, but it's just, I don't know what the answer is that causes you to have success and then kind of wane a little bit over the next week or two. Right. I think that just seems to be kind of past history. Most drivers are that way. And so to be able to come out here to work as hard as they worked last night, and just to, when you watch guys put every ounce of what they have into something. I mean, literally when we got done, they were eating cold pizza and they were literally wringing their shirts out as they walked to the hauler to be able to get in the rental car and go to the hotel, just mentally and physically exhausted. You know, we flew here yesterday morning. We were up early, flew to the racetrack. I mean, it was a 20 hour day yesterday before we ever even you know, got to go to sleep and then to do all that hard work and then to turn right around and do it again today is that's tough. That's miserable tough. And so to be able to give these guys what they deserve, I think it made today more special than I think I've ever had it. And to be able to do it back to back definitely makes it more special as well.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, congrats on the win. Whenever Jeb runs for Junior Motorsports, he's pretty competitive. What have you been most impressed by him over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously that 8 car, they've had a lot of bad luck, you know, first and foremost. I mean, I have felt terrible for Jeb and for Daniel. It just seems like they've been at the right place at the wrong time so many of these races this year with really fast race cars. And you know, today Jeb did a fantastic job, absolutely fantastic job. He put himself in good position. He led a bunch of laps and, you know, ultimately brought it home with a really solid finish. And I know that for him, as much as he wants to win it, and, you know, I would have loved to have seen him win today if we couldn't, you know, and I know how hard he wanted to try to race at the end there to try to beat me. You know, he deserves that. Both of those guys have done such an incredible job in 2020, even though they've had all the bad luck. But, you know, Jeb is somebody that he's a grinder. You know, he's in the shop. He's talking, you know, we talk a lot on, you know, what can be better. You know, how do we make the program better? How does he get faster? You know, all these things. And his crew chief Taylor and I have a great relationship, and you know, Taylor is an incredible person. And so I was really happy for those guys today to see them rebound after the night they had last night, be super disappointed because they had as fast of a car last night as they did today, if not faster. And, you know, ultimately had a wheel break, and they had to kind of end their day with that. And so, you know, I was proud of Jeb. He did a great job. And I think that's just his attitude. Never give up. You know, even when you feel like your back's against the wall, you got to keep pushing. And he did that today and did a fantastic job.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Justin, you talked to us about carrying that nose piece through the garage area. And the broadcast actually showed you peeling off the wrap on your car yesterday. And it's interesting because it almost seems like drivers pitching in and helping their crew members work on their cars has become sort of a lost art. What compels you to actually get your hands dirty and help your crew guys out after a race as opposed to just going back to the motorhome or going to the airport?
Well, you know, I think from my standpoint, you know, I see these guys in the shop. I'm friends with a lot of these guys outside the racetrack. I know their families, you know, I know the dedication that they put into this and, you know, I look at, you know, a lot of this comes, honestly, my dad is a great example. You know, I've seen my dad as a president and CEO of a company down scrubbing the toilets and, you know, doing whatever he can to make sure that, you know, he's pitching in and helping and pulling as much weight as he can. And I think a lot of times we forget, you know, obviously on the racetrack, my job is to go out there and win. And that's what I try to do each and every week. But I'm also very capable of working on a race car and actually enjoy it. You know, it can be peaceful in a lot of ways sometimes, maybe not in the stress environment of last night, you know, trying to rush to get everything done. But, you know, I think that, you know, you get in those moments and why not help, right? I mean, if I have the ability to be able to do it and I can, you know, jump in there and save some time for some of those guys, I think for me, it's a no brainer. And, you know, I think that there are certain things, you know, you have to be really careful because, you know, if I leave something loose or if I'm not competent in knowing what I need to do on a certain part, I'll typically hand it off to somebody that does. You know, I feel like I have a pretty good, I've been around race cars my whole life and I've worked on race cars my whole life. There are certain processes though that they do a little bit differently because of just how the parts go together on our current generation of Xfinity Series car. And so, you know, some things I get into and I'm like, okay, I'm going to let you do this. So nothing comes off and falls apart. But other than that, I mean, you know, just like the wrap last night, you know, I grew up doing decals. I led it all my own race cars growing up and, you know, help decal my own race car. So, you know, why not jump in there, help those guys and just take a job that, you know, really is something that I can do. And it keeps them from me, you know, having to waste that time and they can be focusing on something else. And I'm glad I did because ultimately we made the right decisions in getting our car prepared and, you know, ultimately put us in a spot to win.
Very cool. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Our next one will come from Marty with the RC Sports Network.
Thank you, Marissa. Justin, congratulations on the sweep this weekend.
Thank you.
I'm not too sure if you were asked this yesterday, so I apologize if you're getting asked this again. But how's the confidence level turned around to today compared to earlier in the beginning of the season?
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody on the way here to the media center, and to be perfectly honest with you, I think our speed, just raw speed, was faster earlier in the season than it is right now. I thought we were a little bit faster compared to the competition earlier on in the year, but things happen, right? You know, Phoenix, I thought we had by far the dominant car and, you know, we chose to stay out thinking there was going to be a later caution, and there wasn't that caution, and it ultimately bit us, right? You know, there's been so many races this year. Bristol, had the dominant car at Bristol and had nothing to show for it. You know, I can look back at all these races, and that's disappointing when you have a fast race car, you lead a bunch of laps, and then you just literally have nothing to show for it when the checker flag falls. And so here of late, we've just done a better job of executing. You know, we've executed on pit road. We've executed with the adjustments that we make on the car, you know, during the race or pre-race or whatever that is. And I think, you know, preparation, you know, our guys are doing an incredible job. I mean, you know, here we're learning this post-COVID protocols the same as you guys are, right? I mean, there's things that are, you know, we're able to understand and learn and kind of do daily that help us be more prepared for week in and week out with the current, you know, no practice and no qualifying and how you set your cars up, the tires that we're running. I just feel like we're more prepared than we've ever been. And so the guys are doing a great job. And as a driver, when you have a fast race car and it does the things that you want it to do, just like today, you feel bad when you don't execute and you don't do a good job for your guys. And there was a few times I put myself in a spot that I just backed out today, you know, and in years past or even in races past, I probably would have went ahead and kept trying to push that issue. And ultimately it worked out today that I didn't have to. And we had to finish the show for it.
And just as a quick follow-up, you just brought up Bristol earlier in the spring, and that's where we're going next week. How much does that mishap really want to motivate you into going out there and taking that checkered flag Friday night?
More than you know. You know, Richmond and Bristol have been my two places that I love coming to, and we've had fast race cars and led a lot of laps and don't really have a whole lot to show for it. You know, obviously I got my first Xfinity Series win at Bristol, but since then we've had a lot of heartache and a lot of heartbreak. And so, you know, for me this week, look, I know when we get to Bristol, there's going to be a target on our back, right? We just won two in a row. I know that all the competitors are going to be doing whatever they can to try to beat us. And I expect that, right? It's no different than what we do. You know, when some of these other guys are winning, you got to go out there and try to, you know, compare yourself to them and get yourself in a better position for when it comes to these playoffs. But I feel like we're doing a good enough job. We got a good enough starting base for Bristol that, I'm excited to get there and hopefully we get a starting spot. I don't know where we'll start exactly. But you know, hopefully we can start in that first two or three rows and life will be good.
Thanks for your time, Justin. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Travels. Thank you.
All right, Justin. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on the win and we'll see you at Bristol.
Well, thank you guys. And I will always gladly come and talk to you. Trust me, when it's post-race like this, I'll always be here. So thank you guys. Thanks for covering the sport. And I wish I could see all your smiling faces here in person, but look forward to the day that we can do that back at the track.
Us too. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.